for president of the Southern States. The day Elvis passed away would be our national holiday. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd make my Supreme Court down in Texas, and we wouldn't have no killers getting off free. If they were proven guilty, then they would swing quickly instead of writing books and smiling on TV. We'd all learn Cajun cooking in Louisiana, and I'd put that capital back in Alabama. We'd put Florida on the right track, cause we'd take Miami back and throw all them pushers in the slammer. Oh, if the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd probably run for president of the Southern States. The day young Skinner died, we'd show our Southern pride. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made.
A little Dixieland, boys. Oh, yeah.
I'd have all the whiskey made in Tennessee, and all the horses raised in those Kentucky hills. The national treasury would be in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'd put Hank Williams' picture on $100 bills. I'd have all the cars made in the Carolinas, and I'd ban all the ones made in China. I'd have every girl child sent to Georgia to learn to smile and talk with that Southern accent that drives me wild.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the rise of the Gothic and Celtic crosses are in American churches today. Well, I went to this church, and it's a typical satanic church. And you notice there's three kind of crosses. You're going to see a Latin cross, you're going to see a Gothic cross, and Celtic crosses. Now, I want to tell you that most churches, satanic churches, are moving towards the Gothic crosses. You might ask, well, what does a Gothic cross look like? Well, they usually have these points. They usually go out and they have the end with a point. Now, these evil satanic churches now, they have pulled Jesus out of the church. And they're usually brand new buildings. And usually they'll have some screens in the back or a big globe. But they have moved away from your typical Latin cross into your Gothic crosses. Now, I want to tell you how evil this is. And you need to understand what Gothic is. When you turn to me to the Bible, Mark chapter 15, verse 33 and 34, Jesus dies on the cross. Now, when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, saying, Eloi, 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 Hema, which states, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, the point is this, that Jesus died on the cross. So some of you might ask, well, what cross did he die on? I want to tell you that evil crosses are rising up in our evil churches today. They either have no cross, or they have put Gothic and Celtic crosses in replace of Jesus Christ's traditional cross, which would have been the Latin cross. Now, you've probably seen Gothic architecture on buildings in New York City or Chicago with the gargoyles. You see a lot of gargoyles up when you go into Chicago and you look up. I've read an article where a gargoyle fell down and crashed on a woman's head and killed her. Well, you need to understand this is satanic. So today in modern Christianity, the Latin cross is mainly used. So to the Christian, the cross is a symbol of Jesus conquering of death and his resurrection as is portrayed in the New Testament of the Bible. Jesus was condemned to death on the cross, which was a common execution of that time. So you need to understand something today, that your satanic preacher and your satanic church has taken the traditional cross down, and there's no pictures of Jesus anymore. The first thing you have to be aware of is the Gothic cross. There are brand new buildings being built with these Gothic crosses. And they're wearing Gothic necklaces today. These are the modern-day Christians across America. They're Gothic. Gothic crosses in your church with Gothic necklaces. They don't even know what they're wearing because they've been so brainwashed by Satan. You go into Christian bookstores today, and literally they have replaced the traditional Latin cross with the Gothic cross, and somehow they have accepted that that's the cross when actually that's a satanic cross. When actuality, that's the cross of Satan. So the Goths, they were Eastern Germanic people, two of which branched the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. They played an important role in the fall of the Western Empire. So it was the Gothic people. We're also known as vigilantes. Now remember, the Gothic people, they wanted to destroy Western Roman culture. Yes, they wanted to, their role was to the fall of the Western Roman Empire. That was their role. The Goths and the Vandals, they were two of the Germanic groups that clashed with the Roman Empire throughout Europe and North America from the 3rd to the 5th centuries AD. Because nearly all of their surviving information about the Goths and Vandals comes from Roman sources, history has taken largely negative views of these groups as brutish and uncivilized barbarians who helped bring down Rome's great empire. Today, to vandalize someone else's property means to cause damage or destruction. Now, you need to understand something today, because I understand you've been brainwashed by the mainstream media, and I understand that you're dumbed down, and I understand that you think you're smart because you have an iPad in front of you. But the truth of the matter is, the cross, you went to a church with your satanic preacher with a satanic Gothic cross. And it's a brand new building, and you think somehow Jesus is there, and he's not, because there's no pictures of Jesus on the wall of the church anymore. And so, there's no more of this common Latin cross, that the traditional cross that we used to use, but now there's a Gothic cross. Or there's even a Celtic cross, a cross with a circle around it. And these are demonic crosses, and this is what's infiltrated into our church. Both the Goths and the Vandals sacked to plunder Rome back in 410 or 455 AD, respectively. So neither group left the great city in ruins or massacred its inhabitants. In fact, the truth of the matter is, America has been considered the great Roman Empire, has it not? And the truth of the matter is, today these churches are put in place, are there to destroy you. Is to destroy Jesus. That is the truth. Now, some of you are like, what? Yeah. You are wearing a Gothic cross. And I'm going to have a pictures of the Gothic cross on my website. Three main crosses. So I went to this church, and the pastor, he was pretty intelligent. As he jumped around in the Bible, I thought, there's something missing here. Something ain't right. I'm looking in the church. I don't even see a picture of Jesus. Then there it is, that big Celtic or that big Gothic cross. And people are really missing Jesus in their church today. And somehow they think that, I don't know what it is, it's a brainwash. You go into these churches and you're being brainwashed under hypnosis of your satanic preacher with your Gothic cross on the walls. Oh, come on, somebody. And there's no pictures of Jesus because Jesus is not important to them anymore. And so, what are you? You think you're doing God's will, but you're under this territorial demon. And now you went to church and you left more satanic. You should have just stayed at home and had some coffee and looked out into the birds and the open fields and the clear blue sky, and you should have just felt the breeze, because when you stepped your foot in that church, you just became more satanic, and you didn't know that your family was just ripped apart, and you didn't know that you just became more evil because of these Gothic crosses now. We see this Gothic architecture. It's all over cathedrals and churches today, do we not? We got the Gothic gargoyles, and we got them in the churches. We got stained glass windows and these flying buttresses and these tall spires. And oh my gosh, it's so evil, and somehow it's joined with the Catholic Church, who now loves Satan, and the Pope literally loves Satan and mocks Jesus and his resurrection. But hey, these gargoyles, they came into this Gothic architecture in the early 13th century. I know. You think you're so holy because you wear a Gothic cross around. Now, there's another cross. There's basically three crosses I want you to be aware of. It's the Gothic cross, the Celtic cross, and the Latin cross. Now, a lot of people don't know exactly the cross that Jesus was crucified upon, but there's three basic Roman crosses. Okay? One cross basically looks like a T. The other cross basically looks like another T, but it has the back on it, and then there's like a tree. So he could have been crucified on the tree, or the T, or sort of the lowercase T. Now, the Latin cross represents the closest to the cross of Jesus Christ. And so, what does the church have done? Well, they've taken the Latin cross, your traditional cross that looks like a T only. They've taken it, completely removed it, and they've replaced it with a Gothic cross or a Celtic cross. Boom. Satan knows symbols, and he is destroying symbols in the church. So you go to church, and you get hypnotized under your preacher every Sunday, and you sit there underneath a Gothic cross. And so there he is in the beginning of the church, a big Gothic cross. Basically, when you see that Gothic cross, this is what it's saying. I've come to destroy your culture of the traditional Jesus. I've come to rip Jesus down and the traditional cross. I am a satanic preacher. This is the church. I am a satanic preacher. Let's look at the Gothic cross. Look at the Celtic cross. We are vigilantes, and we've come to destroy the traditional church. We have the money. We've come to brainwash your children. We've come to destroy Jesus. And thank you. Now we're going to put you under hypnosis, teach you the Bible with no substance, and now we're going to take your soul. And you're going to die under the Gothic cross. Oh, you want to go to the Christian bookstore where they're selling you Gothic crosses? I'm sorry you're so damn evil and you don't see this. And you think you're going to heaven, but you're really going to hell. I'm sorry. But churches today are here to destroy the United States of America. And they're here to take out Jesus, who only gave us freedom to destroy the traditional cross. And I'm here to tell you they've ripped Jesus out of the public school. They've ripped Jesus out of the government. And now we have accepted evil in this society. And I feel sorry for the young children because they go to school where they are brainwashed by satanic teachers. And all they want is to find Jesus. So they go to church. And what do they sit under Gothic crosses? You ever wonder why there's no hope in America anymore? Is it because you love Satan and I'm sick of your crap? Some of you are going to college to spend $100,000 when you could have just learned John 3:16. I went to this church, this preacher was just preaching about love of God, but never mentioned John 3:16. I mean, how sick is that? For God so loved the world, that He gave His only one and begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But you see, what you don't realize is that the world loved darkness instead of the light. Now, I'm sick of your crap, and you're probably sick of my crap, and no, I'm not perfect, and nor are you perfect. So, let's get off your little traditional high horse and think you're better than everyone else, because you're not. You're scum of this earth, you're scum of the planet, just like I am. We're a bunch of ants. We're just another number going through the system. Do you get it? And when you die, I wonder if you're going to take the elevator, and they're going to say, what was your number? Well, there's Judy, there's Janie, there's Heather. How did she die? What's her number? You are just another damn number, so don't think you're that important. But I want to get back to this task, and what the task is this. Alright? That somebody is stealing Jesus away from you slowly in the United States of America, and one way they have done it is through the crosses. They literally have removed crosses out of the churches, and they do it incrementally, man. They do it slowly. You notice all the traditional old little white churches are now being destroyed? Or you notice the real preachers, their evil sons, are now selling the church? I just talked to this. He was a Korean War vet, a real deal preacher. Now he's in his 80s. He's dying off. His son is just selling the church. He says, I don't care what you do with the building. I just want to get $40,000 out of the building. I mean, how sick and evil is this bastard? Because they don't really care about the traditionals of America anymore. I mean, literally, America has just gave itself over to Satan. And one way the church has done this is through these Gothic and Celtic crosses. They've replaced Jesus Christ's traditional cross, which is closely the Latin cross. And they've replaced it. Oh. Ha 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 ha. I'm so dumbed down on my medicine. That's all right. No, it's sick. And you're sick. Or you see these, it's called the ink cross. It represents life and immortality. This is a cross with a little loop on it. You see that also replaced. Now, you might ask, Pastor Dean, are you a Russian agent? Because you're preaching a lot about Jesus. And just like they accused Donald Trump of being a Russian agent for speaking truth. I mean, you know how sick this is? Jesus dies on the cross, the Latin cross, And so Satan moves in the church. They give you a satanic preacher. Man, I went to this church, and I'm sorry. Me and my wife, we sat down and we looked at that preacher. His eyes had like this dark ring around him. I said, man, this preacher looks like a child molester. I'm like, this guy looks weird. I mean, something ain't right. I mean, you can tell just how evil church has become, okay? If you like church and you like to be brainwashed by Satan, go ahead. Because he's literally taken it over. Now, not only he's taken over the pulpit, but now he's replaced the traditional Latin cross with your Gothic and Celtic cross. Now, the Celtic cross comes, well, from Ireland, the Celts. They were a group of this tribal societies. They are tied together by similar language, religion, and culture in Iron Age or medieval Europe. The Celtic culture began to develop in as early as 1200 BC and spread through migration to the British Isles of France and also parts of Europe. And so, you see this cross. It almost looks like a Celtic cross with no point, but it's a cross with a circle around it. Yes. Another satanic cross in another satanic church that has just been built on my block, on my corner. I wanted to look at the beautiful trees. I wanted to see the green grass, and now I see another satanic church rising up. Oh, come on. What I'm saying is the truth, whether you like it or not, you religious demon. Because you are a religious bastard, and you think you're better than everyone else. I mean, literally, you know what? I go work out at the YMCA, and there's, like, preachers there, okay? You got the Roman priest there, and you got this other preacher. They are so stuck up. Do you realize Christians are the most stuck up people I've ever met? And I'm telling you, I mean, these priests, they literally think they're walking on high, like somehow they're God, like they're close to God and you're below them. I mean, they are sick people. And somehow, you notice that the church loves to play God today? That's all they're doing is playing God and looking down on the rest of the community. They come to take your money, to build up their church, to pay their preachers, their satanic servants, a little bit more money. Meanwhile, they leave the whole community bankrupt with nothing. It happens all the time. I've took videos of this. And so the nicest building in the whole town is the church, while the rest of the community, the houses are broken down. Broken down. Broken down. And the Satan on the pulpit, he's really good at keeping you down. Keeping you down. He doesn't want you to get, you know. So the Celtic and the Gothic crosses are now replaced, have been put in the church, and now you're under satanic control. And the Gothic culture, they came to destroy the Roman Empire. That was their whole goal. So the Bible says, "For what I received, I pass on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." In 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Jesus died and He arose on the third day. But who really cares, right? Because you're so good, you're so holy, you're so religious, and you're going to heaven, and somehow God has special favor on you, and He just totally neglected everybody else because you look good in society, and you are one brainwashed fool. So the Celtic cross, okay, some say in the Celtic cross that the circle stands for the Roman sun god Invictus, thus giving the name of the Celtic sun cross. So it's a cross with a circle in it. We see this all the time. And it also, some say it represents the halo of Jesus Christ. Others simply see it as a holdover from its pagan roots as the sun symbol. the sun god, everybody down in the Gulf Coast of America, you always see the sun because they worship the sun god. Not only are they brainwashed by the water, but the sun fries their brain. Oh, come on! I'm sick of your crap! Because you think you're so good! And you didn't know you just got more wicked and more evil because you love Satan! You have taken the traditional cross out of the church. There's no more pictures of Jesus. Oh yeah, you wear your suit and tie. You look real good. You look real pretty. But now you have this gothic cross on the wall of your church. You think I'm going to send my kids to your evil damn church with their gothic cross and their Celtic cross? Now there's many other different kind of crosses, and some of you might... you're probably more educated and you know a lot of these different kind of crosses. But listen, our Christians in America have turned gothic. Okay? Christianity has turned gothic in America. They've turned gothic. I mean, Christians and gargoyles are now mixed together in the church. I mean, not only are they putting gothic crosses in the church, why don't you just put a gargoyle outside of your freaking church? Huh? Why don't you do that, you bastard? Oh, Pastor Dean, you're a mean person. I already told you I am. I didn't say I was good. Matter of fact, it's you guys that are the good ones, right? You guys are the good ones. I'm the bad one, right? That's how you've always thought of yourself. You're good. You're great. Oh, I'm so good. Everybody... cares about me. You're just another damn social security number like the rest of us. Nobody really gives a damn about you. Jesus does. But you're really just another social security number. And when you die, you might get on that elevator. The first thing the guy's going to ask you is, what is your number? And a lot of you guys think that you're so unique. Yeah, maybe you're a little unique. We're all a little unique. But we're all in the same evil system, are we not? The Bible talks a lot about numbers. We're all just a number going through the system. Now, some of you are special. Others of you are not so special. Some of you think you're good. Other people... you're not so good. But those that think you're good are really not so good. And those of you that are not so good, you're really good. So those of you that think you're good are not so good. And those of you that think you're not so good or you've been treated not so good, well, you're really the good one. See, everything's reversed. So you now wear gothic crosses on your neck and you now go to your new building, Walmart-style looking church with a gothic cross on it, and now you preach Satan from the pulpit. And there's no pictures of Jesus anymore, and the rise of gothic and Celtic crosses are in American churches today, and I don't know what else to tell you. Research it yourself, damn evil bastard. Research it yourself. Research how evil crosses have penetrated the church and we've taken Jesus out and the traditional Latin cross out. Just research it, okay? Because what I'm trying to tell you is real. What I'm trying to tell you is true. And a lot of these gothic, Celtic crosses are now in the church that you're going to. I don't care whether you like me, okay? Because frankly, I don't like you either. But that's not why I'm preaching to you. I want to try to show you something that is not being told in your church. All right? I want to tell you to return back to Jesus Christ because we need Jesus back in America and we need him now. I want to tell you that Satan is removing Jesus and the traditional cross out of the church. I don't know how to tell you this. I know you're so dumbed down right now. I know some of you love your iPhones. And you can't even communicate to people in society because you literally have lost your soul. Satan has taken your soul. He comes as an angel of light. Now, I want to tell you, only Jesus can help you. So you went to the priest, and he couldn't help you because your priest was actually Satan. And so you went to your church and your preacher. He could not help you because your church now has been bombarded with these Gothic crosses, and your preacher is now from Satan. And so, I want to tell you, there is only one hope, and that's Jesus Christ and Him alone. Only Jesus and Jesus alone can help you. So, you might feel good when you go to your evil satanic church and you surround yourself with your Celtic and Gothic symbols, but only Jesus and Jesus alone can help you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you love Satan, well, you thought you were serving Jesus, and actually he tricked you to serve Satan. How many of you know today that you just want Jesus, and then all of a sudden you want to worship Satan? And this is why we need Jesus. We need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. Yes, I want to tell you that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And He loves you. We need Jesus in America. And we need Him now.
President of the Southern States, the day young.